नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 9th कैंटो चैप्टर 14 49th वर्स लास्ट verse of this chapter entitled King Pururava enchanted by Urvashi. Pururavas evasi trai treta mukhe nripa agnina prajaya raja lokam gandharva mai vi evan. Pururavasa, from King Pururava, eva, thus, asit, there was, trai, the Vedic principles of karma, jnana and upasana, treta mukhe, in the beginning of treta yuga, nripa, O King Parikshit, Agnina, simply by generating the fire of sacrifice. Prajaya, by his son. Raja, King Pururava. Lokam, to the planet. Gandharvam, of the Gandharvas. Eivan, achieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Maharaj Parikshit, at the beginning of Treta Yuga, King Pururava inaugurated a Karma Kand sacrifice. Thus Pururava, who considered the yagyic fire his son, was able to go to Gandharva Loka as he desired. Purport. In Satya Yuga, Lord Narayan was worshipped by meditation. Kriteya Dhyayato Vishnum. Indeed, everyone always meditated upon Lord Vishnu, Narayan, and achieved every success by the process of meditation. In the next yuga, Treta Yuga, the performance of Yajna began. Tretayam Yajato Makhae. Therefore, this verse is Trai Treta Mukhe. Ritualistic ceremonies are generally called fruitive activities. Srila Vishwanath Thakur says that in Treta Yuga, being in Swayambhuva Manvantar, ritualistic fruitive activities were similarly manifested from Priya Vrata, etc. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Pururava, enchanted by Urvashi. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare little louder Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Take this opportunity to take the blessings of all the assembled devotees, Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada and all the Acharyas. Especially today is a very special day. It's the appearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Let's speak a little bit about this verse and then we will come to the glorification of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Here in the in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explaining the different processes of success in different ages. Satya Yuga, Prabhupada explains that meditation, Krite Yadhyayato Vishnum, by Dhyana, one could attain perfection in life. But of course, this is not very much practical in Kali Yuga. If you just try to do Dhyana, most of us will fall asleep. Anyway, we fall asleep. What to speak if you try to go into Dhyana? So this process of Dhyana is certainly not meant for Kali Yuga. Coming to next, Prabhupada says here, Tretayam Yajato Mukhai, that Yajna, performance of Yajna. It's very impractical today. You know, you need pure ghee. It's very rare to get good quality ghee nowadays. What to speak of not 1 kg, but tons of ghee. And even if you are able to somehow manage, if you try to do yajna in your home, the fire brigade will be there and people will be alarmed with smoke and everything. So it's not so much practical. And Dwapara, building of big temples, certainly we need temples like this beautiful temple made by Srila Prabhupada and his dear disciples. But not everybody can have their own temple. Temple worship is also helpful in Kali Yuga. But most important is Kalotat Sankirtanat, the chanting of the holy name. In the age of Kali, all religious principles are contained in the chanting of the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Keval. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Katrinath. That in this age of Kali, there is no other process, no other places, except the chanting of the holy name, except the chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 17th chapter, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to a group of students just after he has returned from Gaya, just after he has formally received initiation from Srila Ishwarapuri. And he gathered a few devotees headed by Shuklambar Brahmachari and he started speaking on this verse, Hare Naam Eva Kevalam. He said, this is the most important verse for this age of Kali. And Prabhupada explains in the purport, that's mentioned 3 times, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Vakiram. 3 times for emphasis. Certain thing we say 3 times just to remind somebody that please, the train is at 5 pm, 5 pm, 5 pm, so that you are not late for the train. And then Prabhupada explained why Nastyeva, Nastyeva 3 times, because not by Gyan, not by Yajna, and not by Tapasya you can attain the Lord. These things may be helpful, but in and themselves they cannot lead one to perfection of life. And Srila Prabhupada says, when we talk to other people, they say, Swamiji, you are okay, we are also okay. In other words, you are chanting, that is okay, and we are doing dhyana or puja, that is okay. So Prabhupada replies, we reply immediately that we are okay, you are not okay. It seems like pride, you know, somebody may think. Generally, if somebody will say, okay, I am also a good speaker, you are also a good speaker. But Prabhupada is saying, no, you are wrong, we are right. Why? Because Prabhupada is giving the process for the age of Kali. The other processes, they do not work in Kali Yuga. It doesn't work. They are very difficult to perform, and even if one performs them to the best of the ability, success will not be attained. Success is attained simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Such an easy, sublime process Lord Chaitanya has given. However, in order to attain success, one has to chant in the proper mood. And therein, in the 17th chapter, Kaviraj Goswami explains the process. Lord Chaitanya told his followers to make this verse as the most important verse. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi saishnan amani namana dena kirtanisa. Mahaprabhu said you can put this verse around your neck like a kanti mala. You know, these four aspects: to become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, give all respects to others and expect none in return. Only in such a state of mind one can chant the holy name constantly. Constant chanting of the holy name leads to perfection. Nirantar, like Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan Goswami, Tar made sarvashreshtha nama sankirtan niraparade namalai pai premadhan. That among all the process, Lord Chaitanya explained 64 items of devotional service. But in conclusion he says, among all of them, the most important is the chanting of the holy name. So one should try to the best of his capacity to increase the quality and the quantity of one's chanting, especially when one is in a supremely divine place like Sri Vrindavan Dham. All the great acharyas, they came here and took shelter of the Dham. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they had their bhajan kutis here in Vrindavan and also in Nandagram, Govardhan. Gopal Bhatt Goswami, we find he had his bhajan kuti in Sanket, placed between Barsana and Nandagram. And if you go to the kuti, any of you been to that kuti underground? It's way down. Even in those times there were no traffics. Obviously Mobile Prabhu was not there that time. You know, major source of distraction. But still, just to make doubly sure, they would go below just so that you can concentrate on their japa, on their bhajan. You go to Vrindavan near Lohi Bazar, there is Shyamananda Goswami's bhajan kutir. That was also under the ground. Now I don't recommend this because first of all you cannot go underground. Secondly, it's not practical for us. But most important is to be absorbed in that sound wherever you are. When we are chanting a couple of hours a day, at least minimum 2 hours, we should be completely absorbed in that sound vibration. Because that sound vibration is non-different from Krishna. Shabda Brahman, that is Krishna. Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Nam Haite Hai Sarva Jagat Uddhar. In this age of Kali, Krishna has appeared in the form of the holy name. And just the holy name can deliver. And Prabhupada writes, just by simply by offenselessly chanting the holy name, one will achieve all perfection of life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say that sincere chanting of the holy name will lead to revelation of the qualities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, and the abode of Krishna. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, Parikar, everything is in the holy name. It's like a zip file, you know. The zip file looks very small, but everything is there in that. So Hare Krishna mantra is so simple, it's 16 words. But all the conclusions of all the Vedic Shastras, all the Upanishads, all the Puranas, they are contained in this Maha Mantra. How fortunate we are to be connected with Srila Prabhupada and receive this mantra. And today is a very special day. One such great personality who appeared to promulgate the chanting of the holy name, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, appeared on this holy Magh Purnima. Generally Purnima is considered very auspicious. Here in Vrindavan you find many, many devotees doing parikrama, in Govardhan also. Especially today's Purnima, because it's the appearance day of a great personality, Srila Narottam Das Thakur. I will take this opportunity for my own purification to glorify such a divine personality. Although not at all qualified to speak about him, but with the dust of my Guru Maharaj on my head and the dust of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas and my pranams to all the assembled devotees, I will make a feeble attempt to glorify him, because I know by glorifying Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar will be pleased. Because the Lord becomes very pleased more than glorifying him. When we glorify his devotees, the Lord becomes very pleased. Lord says the sadhus, they are in my heart and I am in the heart of the sadhus. Amrish Maharaj story. And my sadhus, the devotees, do not know anyone else except me, And I also do not know anyone else except them. So, there are various transcendental literatures which have elaborately described the life of Sri Narottam Das Thakur, like Narottam Charitra, there is Narottam Vilas, Bhakti Ratnakar, and Prem Vilas. I'll try to summarize what is being spoken of in these great literatures. Narottam Das Thakur is one such personality. He is not a sadhaka like most of us, but he is a divine personality who has appeared to assist in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We find that some associates of Lord like Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur, they appeared before the Lord appeared. Some are there who appeared along with the Lord, and some appeared after the Lord's departure, or they appeared towards the last phase of Lord Mahaprabhu's manifest Leela. So Narottam Das Thakur is one such personality who came much later. But through his bhajans, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him that through his bhajans, he would spread the glories of the holy name. In fact, it is said that even before Narottam Das Thakur's appearing, once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing with his associates, and he suddenly was looking in the direction of the river Padma, looking towards the Kheturi village, and he just cried out, "Narottam, Narottam, Narottam." And devotees were wondering, who is this Narottam? And there was Vakreshwar Pandit and Nityananda Ram and all the devotees. They were thinking that maybe there must be some great personality. And then Lord Chaitanya explained that Narottam is one of my associates who will appear, and through his bhajans, the glories of the holy name will be spread. And he told the river Padma that I am depositing my love for God, Krishna Prem, I am keeping it in the river. And when Narottam comes to take bath, you can give that love of God to Narottam. It's like nowadays you have got fixed deposits in bank, you know. So you can cash it after a few years. Yeah, this is fixed Krishna Prem. Has anybody of you seen this place, Kheturi? Anybody has been to Kheturi? The birthplace of Narottam, Bangladesh. Yes, I was fortunate once, the small mini yatra with His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and some devotees from Bombay, Gauranga Prabhu, Radhesham Prabhu. And so I was also there, 10 devotees were there, and we went to this place, Kheturi. And after a morning program and breakfast, we went to that river actually, Padma River, where it is said that Lord Chaitanya deposited Krishna Prem. So, it's a very, very divine experience. Many of our associates of Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bangladesh, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they appeared there. Narottam Das Thakur appeared there. Lord Chaitanya's mother and father, Shachi Mata Jagannath Mishra, they appeared in Srihatta. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Mukunda Datta and Vasudev Datta, they are from Chattigram. That is also part of Bangladesh. Haridas Thakur, he appeared in Budhan district. That is also in Bangladesh. It's a very special place. And devotees are so loving, kind. And prasadam is very special also. Minimum 18 to 20 items. Hare Krishna. So, anyway, so coming back to the point, Kheturi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept his love for God. And then the river inquired, how do I know who is Narottam? So Lord Chaitanya explained that he is such a divine personality, when he comes to take bath in the river, it will cause a surge. The river will just rise like a flood in the river. Then you can understand that person is Narottam. So Narottam Das Thakur, father's name was, he was a great king. His name was King Krishnananda Datta. And his mother's name was Narayani Devi, and they were staying in the town of Gopalapur. Krishnananda Datta's other brother's name was Purushottam Datta. So it was on the full moon day, according to the calendar which we follow in the west, that is the AD 1531 AD. That means approximately 490 years before today, Narottam Das Thakur appeared. And from the very beginning, he was a very special child. There were special omens surrounding him. And the brahmanas, they came and glorified the child and explained that he is a very great personality and he will be influential and he will deliver many, many people to the path of bhakti. And as Narottam Das Thakur started growing, his quality started becoming manifest more and more with a divine effulgent form. His color was very beautiful and his eyes were large and shaped like a lotus petal. His arms extended to his knees. Some of the qualities you find in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. He had a deep navel. And there are certain symptoms according to the Shastra. We describe a Mahapurush or a great personality. And all of the symptoms were manifest in the body of Narottam Das Thakur. Then time came for the Annaprashalan ceremony. He would not accept anything else. But when he was given Lord Vishnu's Mahaprasad, then he accepted that prasad. So, Narottam from the very beginning was a very special child. He was like not frivolous or so much playing here and there, but very much devoted to his studies. And he was Shrutidhar. Shrutidhar means once he would hear something, that he would remember that. Nowadays you have to make notes and you forget where the notebook is there. But previously you used to find that the devotees would have Shrutidhar. They would just hear once. And he studied various things, like he was master at Sanskrit grammar, poetry, rhetoric and other material things. But then he realized that what is the use of all of these things except Hari Bhajan? The chanting the name of the Lord and glorifying the Lord is the perfection of all knowledge. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, when they were having discussion on the bank of the river Godavari in Kovur, so Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai, Vidya made kona vidya sar, which is the greatest education? And Ramananda Rai replied, Krishna bhakti vina vidya nahi ar. Outside of Krishna bhakti there is no vidya. So real knowledge is to surrender to Krishna, to chant his holy name. One who has chanted Hare Krishna sincerely, he has understood the conclusion of all spiritual science, of all the Vedic literatures. So Narottam Das Thakur, he began to think himself now, how I can become freed from this. He wanted to leave home actually. One day, one Brahmana would come regularly to the home of Nityananda Prabhu and he would recite the beautiful loving pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And Narottam would relish these pastimes. And one day he had a dream and then Lord Nityananda Prabhu told him that tomorrow he should go and take bath in the river Padma. And so when he went to take bath, as soon as he entered the river, there was a flood. And Lord Shri Gaur Hari, the benefactor of his devotees, appeared in his divine golden complexion and embraced Narottam and gave him that love for God, which was kept in the river Padma. Narottam was specially transformed after this incident. Blessings. So after being blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das Thakur was specially exhibiting all the symptoms of ecstasy. His mother and father realized that, you know, he's becoming very renounced, and they knew, they were afraid that he might leave home and join ISKCON, means join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So his mother and father, they kept guards just to make sure that Narottam would not leave home and then he would be like a normal family man. So Narottam Das Thakur was praying to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give me an opportunity. And one fine day, he found that his father, King Krishnananda, had to go to Bengal to meet the king, the overall king of Bengal. So he decided that now my father is not here, my uncle is also not here, this is a good time to escape. In the middle of the night, when nobody was watching, he left home and ran towards Vrindavan. The Lord had already instructed him that when you go to Vrindavan, you should take shelter of Sri Lokanath Goswami and accept initiation from him. So Narottam Das Thakur went. It's amazing how our great acharyas, how they joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is all very unique and dynamic. Raghunath Das Goswami, his own parents, they had 12 servants for him. One or two for his prasad and 10 to make sure that he doesn't run away. But still Raghunath Das Goswami ran. Sanatana Goswami was put into jail by King Nawab Hussain Shah, and still Sanatana Goswami managed to escape. And here we see Narottam Das Thakur also running away. And he knew that his father would send people to look after, to try to chase him back. So he was running, and it is said that hardly few times in that whole month he accepted some prasad. Most of the time he just drank water, he took some fruits, and he was on his way to meet the lotus feet of all the devotees here in Vrindavan. By the mercy of the Lord, we are staying in Vrindavan. But to be a real resident of Vrindavan means to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis. Like Narottam Das Thakur, he writes in his bhajan, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Beakuti. When will I understand Yugal Priti, love for Radha and Krishna? Only by the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath, the six Goswamis. So acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur and the six Goswamis, they are our source of inspiration for how one should be a true resident of Vrindavan by adopting the mood of service and by taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After reaching here, Vrindavan, Narottam Das Thakur met all the wonderful devotees and he was looking for Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami, he was very much agonized by the pain of separation from Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu had just disappeared. So, and you know, Lokanath Goswami's life also is the life of separation. Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan, and after that he never met him. All his manifest leela. Sometimes when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, Lokanath Goswami went to South India. Then by the time he reached, Lord Chaitanya left South India. And then he came to Vrindavan and Lord Chaitanya left Vrindavan. So he could not meet Lord Chaitanya. And now he was so much in separation. So when Narottam said, I want to take initiation from you, Lokanath Goswami said, no, I am not qualified. You have met Lord Chaitanya personally. How can I be your guru? But Narottam Das Thakur was determined. A disciple's quality should be determined to serve the spiritual master. Tadviti pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. So Narottam Das Thakur decided, whether I am formally initiated or not, I will continue to do my service. So the place where Lokanath Goswami would go to answer nature's call, Narottam cleaned up that place every day. And Lokanath Goswami was surprised that, who is this person? And one day he was secretly hiding behind the bushes just to see. When he saw Narottam doing this very menial service, he was shocked. He said, Narottam, you are a prince, you are a son of a great king. What are you doing this? Narottam, with folded hands, he said, I am just your servant. Either as a prince or as a sweeper, I just want to serve you. I want your mercy. And seeing his deep humility, Lokanath Goswami, who had otherwise taken a vow not to accept any disciples, decided to accept Narottam Das Thakur. And he was the only disciple which Lokanath Goswami accepted. And this took place on another Purnima, like today's Purnima of Magh month. That was the Purnima of Shravan month, when Lokanath Goswami formally initiated Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur would do Madhukari and would study the books of the Goswamis under the guidance of Jiva Goswami. So then interesting, these three devotees were great friends. Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. Although they were different Diksha Gurus were different. You know, Srinivas Acharya was the disciple of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur was the disciple of Lokanath Goswami. And Shyamananda Prabhu was the disciple of Hriday Chaitanya. But they were all united under the guidance of Srila Jiva Goswami. And they were working together to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very good example for us to follow in our society in ISKCON, where we have many, many devotees of the very senior exalted disciples of Prabhupada, and then we have disciples of Prabhupada. But we have in common Srila Prabhupada and his teachings, which can be the basis for uniting all of us to push forward this mission of Srila Prabhupada. So they were very good friends, and they were studying all the Vedic literatures. And then Jiva Goswami ordered them that now you should take these books of the Goswamis to Bengal and make copies. So they were carrying these books. You know, most of you are knowing this story, how while they were carrying the books, they came to one place called Bana Vishnupur. Anybody been to this place, Bana Vishnupur? This place is a part of Bengal. It is very close to a place called Kharagpur. Kharagpur is a very important railway station. So Kharagpur is about 100 miles before Calcutta. And 100 miles on the other direction is Bana Vishnupur. There is a great king who was staying there, King Birambir. But he was a very strange character. He was apparently a very honest person, but he would steal things through his associates. You know, so without maligning his character, he would do all these things, like he would steal people who are walking by in the night. So he also had some astrologer who could say that if somebody is traveling with some wealth. So one astrologer told him that these three personalities, they are traveling, they are having a big treasure. So obviously he thought treasure means gold or money. Little did he realize treasure meant books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava. So in the night when the devotees were taking rest, the king had his associates steal all the books. And when Narottam Thakur Mahashay and Shamananda Prabhu and Srinivas Acharya, when they got up, they were shocked. They were shocked. They were actually crying. They fell to the ground. What will we report to Jiva Goswami? Because in those times, we didn't have like e-copies or cloud storage, backup hard disk, you know. One copy went, means that's all. There's no backup. So they were in great agony. How will we report to Jiva Goswami? And then Srinivas Acharya told them, better you both go ahead and preach. I will search for the books. So Narottam Das Thakur left for Bengal. And in Bengal now, his father Krishnananda Datta and his uncle Purushottam Datta had already passed away. And his cousin brother, because Narottam was the only son, and his cousin brother Santosh Datta had taken up the kingdom. And he was very favorable for the preaching of Narottam Das Thakur. He arranged nice programs for him and big ashram and facilities to serve the devotees, accommodation and prasadam. So he was very happy to serve. And Shyamananda Prabhu, he departed for Odisha and started transforming thousands of people to Krishna consciousness. Srinivas Acharya strayed back, and then he had a discussion with the person speaking Bhagavatam who was speaking something not perfect. So the king Birambir was so impressed, he asked Srinivas Acharya, why don't you speak? And when Srinivas Acharya spoke the brilliant Bhagavat philosophy, the king was so much impressed that he wanted to become his disciple. So after taking initiation, the king asked whether I can do any service. And Srinivas Acharya revealed his heart that we had some very valuable books which were stolen by some dacoits. Please help find who are those rascals. He didn't say like that. And the king, he bowed down his head and he begged forgiveness. He says, I am the culprit. I stole the books, and he returned all the books. So in this way, Srinivas Acharya again started preaching. In the meanwhile, as Narottam Das Thakur, he came to Navadvip, and he was looking, where is Lord Chaitanya's birthplace? Where is Gaurahari? Where is the actual place where Lord Chaitanya appeared? And suddenly one Brahmana came very near Narottam, and he said, who are you? Where have you come from? When Narottam revealed his identity, then the Brahmana said, I will take you there. And he took him to the house of Jagannath Mishra, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared several years before. And he explained to him that these are the places where Lord Gaurahari would perform his Vidya Leela. he would have discussion on with the students on the bank of the river Ganga. And so Narottam Das Thakur, when he reached the house of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yogapit, he was in ecstasy. And there he met Shuklambar Brahmachari, one of the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Shuklambar Brahmachari also took him to many of the other places. Then he met Ishan Thakur. Ishan Thakur is one great personality whose name is not very prominent but did very special service. He was the servant of Shachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. As you know, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas when his wife was just 16 years old and his mother was aged. So Ishan Thakur did very wonderful menial service for these two personalities. So Ishan Thakur was very pleased to help Narottam Das Thakur find all the Leela Stalis of the Lord. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur then started traveling. He came to Shantipur, he went to Ekachakra, and then he went to Kheturi. In Kheturi, there was a very famous first Gaur Purnima festival after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't have so much time, but it's a very elaborate description. Janava Devi, the wife of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, was personally organizing the festival, cooking for all the devotees. After cooking, she was serving all the devotees. After serving the devotees, she was serving the servers. And in the end, she would take a little prasad, embodiment of service attitude. That is real acharya, or teacher, one who teaches by example. So, Narottam Das Thakur, after the festival, there was one brahmana whose name was Vipradas. This was in a town of Gopalpur. And this brahmana, he came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he told him that in the godown where I am staying, there is some deities are there, but there are many serpents also. So it's very difficult to bring out the deities. Narottam Das Thakur, having complete faith in the protection of the Lord, he just remembering the name of Krishna, he entered there, and all these snakes were hissing. Just by the coming of Narottam Das Thakur, they were pacified. And Narottam Das Thakur took out the deities, especially one deity of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then later on other deities, like the deity of Braja Mohan, our Dinabandhu Prabhu has been taking devotees there today. It's a very beautiful deity which Narottam Das Thakur revealed this deity and now is being worshipped here in Vrindavan. So there are five deities actually. I don't remember the names of all, but Vallabhi Kanta, Braja Mohan, then Mahaprabhu's deity also. The deity of Mahaprabhu is presently in Gokulananda temple, where the samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur is also there. Today is a very special day to go have darshan of Radha Braja Mohan, have darshan of the samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur, and pray for their causeless mercy. Narottam Das Thakur started preaching, and there was one brahmana who was insulting Narottam Das Thakur in front of his students. He was saying, "You are a Shudra. What do you think yourself? You are not qualified to distribute Vedic knowledge." And Narottam was so Trinadapi Sunichena, he just tolerated everything. But very soon this Brahman, because of his offense, he got leprosy, incurable leprosy. And he was so disgusted, he was so suffering so badly, they decided that I must end my life, jump in the Ganga. At that time, Durga Devi appeared to the Brahman and said, "You have offended a great devotee, and that is the cause of your suffering. Go to Narottam and he will surely forgive you." So he went to Narottam Das Thakur and begged forgiveness. And Narottam Das Thakur, being a pure devotee, very easily forgave him. Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they were very good friends. Ramchandra Kaviraj, the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. But somehow their relationship is very, very deep. We hear this song, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das. In fact, this song, Jayanilo Prema Dhana, was also written by Narottam Das Thakur. In fact, Gaurakishad Babaji Maharaj would tell his followers that if you want love for Krishna, you can get in five anas. That means just about 1 rupee. How? He said, just read these two books. One is this called Prarthana. I am reading Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. These were two great literatures, songs, collection of songs written by Narottam Das Thakur. So Babaji Maharaj was saying, just by reading these songs, understanding their meanings, one can attain love for Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur, he was with Ramchandra Kaviraj preaching, and suddenly some two young boys, they came with some sheep and goats, herding them, and they had some discussions, and after discussing they decided to become disciples of Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur. So they were initiated, and when they went back home, their father, whose name was Shivananda Acharya, he was very upset. He said, what is this nonsense? You are accepting initiation from a Shudra. And so they tried to explain to their father that the summum bonum of all spiritual worship is to take shelter of Krishna. But his father was very attached to Durga Puja and he was not willing to give up. In fact, Shivananda Acharya and all the pandits, they were thinking that we should have a debate and defeat Narottam Das Thakur. That night, when he was thinking of defeating Narottam Das Thakur, he had a dream, because he was a devotee of Durga Devi. Durga Devi appeared in the dream and said, "O Shivananda, do you not know that Lord Hari or Krishna is the master of everyone? Those whom he covers with ignorance, they turn to worshipping me. I assure the destruction of those. Please try to understand that devotees of Krishna are really dear to me. If you want to become free from your offenses you have committed, go to Narottam Das Thakur. Beg forgiveness from him. Otherwise, I will destroy you, O offender of Vaishnavas." So, after hearing this word, Shivananda Acharya, he understood and he took shelter of Narottam Das Thakur. There is one great personality in Brahman family named Ganganarayan Chakravarti. He also, by hearing from Narottam Das Thakur, decided to become his disciples. There was another Brahmana whose name was Jagannath Acharya, who was a worshipper of Durga Devi. He also had a dream, and Durga Devi appeared and said, "You go to Narottam Das Thakur, take shelter of his lotus feet, and your life will be successful." So in this way, people from all background, Brahmanas, Shudras, worshippers of Kali, they all became Vaishnavas by the touch of the great Vaishnava. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that you can know the power of a Vaishnava, of how he can transform others to the path of pure devotional service. So when Narottam Das Thakur's glories were spreading, many of the Brahmanas went to the king. The local king at that time, his name was Raj Narsimha. So they decided that somehow or other we should all go and have a discussion with all the Brahmanas, all the pandits, and we will defeat Narottam Das Thakur in the argument, and in this way we will stop this preaching. So they all came, and Ramchandra Kaviraj, the disciple of Srinivas Acharya but very good friend of Narottam Das Thakur, and Ganganarayan Chakravarti, they were thinking, these big pandits are coming. One of the leaders was a very famous pandit whose name was Rup Narayan. So they were all on the way to come to Kheturi. But before they reached Kheturi, you see, these devotees, Ganganarayan Chakravarti and Ramchandra, they disguised themselves as Panwala and Matkawala, you know, selling some pots and selling some betel nuts. And they were speaking perfect Sanskrit, you know. So when they came here, in this party of the king and Rup Narayan, they came just to argue. So before they reached Narottam Das Thakur, the Panwala started arguing with them in Sanskrit. And they had a discussion. And very soon, Ganganarayan Chakravarti defeated them. So Raj Narsimha came to the scene. And at that time, he asked, "Who is this person? They are disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. My God, if the Panwala disciples are so powerful, how great will the Guru be? Better we take a U-turn. So they understood the glory. And actually, in that same night, Durga Devi appeared. I think all of these people had special mercy of Durga Devi. Durga Devi came in a dream and he told King Narasimha, if you don't accept the shelter of Narottam Das Thakur, I will cut you to pieces with my sharpened sword. And Hare Krishna. Only Durga Devi can say like this. And then Raj Narasimha, he also came to the shelter of Narottam Das Thakur and begged forgiveness. There was one person who was suffering very badly. His name was Chandra Rai. You know, he was very, very sinful. Although he was from a good family, but he gave up his religious duties. He took to the robbery, stealing, murdering people, and suffered very badly. And he was attacked by a ghost. Generally, the results of the sinful reaction come in the next life. But in his case, he got instant karma. He was suffering very badly. And his father, being his well-wisher, tried different exorcists to remove the ghost from his body. But the ghost would not leave. When they would try to chant the mantras, the ghost would start laughing. Ha 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 ha. He would say to the exorcist, your power is not equal to my power. But in this kingdom, there's a great devotee whose name is Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay. He is a pure devotee. And I also aspire to get the dust of his lotus feet. So if Narottam Das Thakur puts his lotus feet on the head of Chandra Rai, then I will also get the dust. Because ghost means shared data, you know. Ghost, if the person who is the ghost in somebody's body, if he eats pizza, the ghost also gets pizza, you know. That's how the ghost operates, you know. I've heard like this. You know? So, anyway, so the king, I'm sorry, the father, he went to Narottam Das Thakur and pleaded. Actually, Chandra Rai was so sinful that even the ghost was speaking. He was saying, it is my misfortune that I'm in the body of Chandra Rai. You know, they also have multiple choice, you know. It's my misfortune. So finally, he went to Narottam Das Thakur and prayed, please be kind, Vaishnav Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur, being kind, he just put his lotus feet, the ghost disappeared. But then what happened after a few years? Those people who knew Chandra Rai before and had enmity with him, they took revenge. And some of them were doing black magic. They caught hold of Chandra Rai and put him underneath in a cave. And he was held prison. And he could not come out. And then they tried, his father tried different means. But Chandra Rai said, I don't want to try any means. My lord is Narottam Das Thakur. He is my guru. By remembering him, I will escape. And just by remembering Narottam Das Thakur and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was delivered. I would like to take the opportunity of the limited time we have of discussing one or two songs of Narottam Das Thakur, which were very, especially Hari Hari Bipale, which is very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Coming to the disappearance, Narottam Das Thakur, he went to the one village called Gambhila, and the river Ganga is flowing there, and he did Sankirtan for some time, and he went to a temple where the deity of Lord Chaitanya. After the darshan, he came out and he told his disciples that I will go now and enter the Ganga. And all of you just take some Ganga jal and put on me. And that will be my disappearance pastime. So his disciples were very pained, but they were ordered to do that. And as the kirtan was going on, devotees were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In that transcendental kirtan by his sweet will, Narottam Das Thakur, in the month of Kartik, the fifth day, the Panchami, he left and joined the eternal pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a very great devotee, Jamuna Mataji, what is your favorite song? And Prabhupada told, Hari Hari Bipale Janama Gonai. So I will just briefly discuss this beautiful song, which I am sure All of you know. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Gonayinu. Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shuniya Bishya Khayinu. So, this is a song, Prabhupada. I am reading the explanation given by Prabhupada with some of my own comments. Prabhupada is saying, this is a song by Narottam Das Thakur, a great stalwart acharya in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has sung many, many important songs, and his songs are accepted Vedic conclusion. Actually, this book, Prarthana, which is translated by some disciples of Prabhupada, they are quoting one letter by Prabhupada, where Prabhupada said, so, read Narottam Das Thakur's Prarthana, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Prarthana. They are very, very valuable for advancement of spiritual life. Especially Narottam Das Thakur's Prarthana. By reading these books, we can understand Krishna very easily. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna. So, these songs which I am reading are also from this book, Prarthana. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur had two famous books. One is Prarthana and the other is Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Like we sing Shri Guru Charana Padma, that is also written in Narottam Das Thakur. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, Ei Baro Karuna Karo, Nithai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala, and hundreds of such beautiful glorifications of the Lord. So here he is saying, Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhaji. Having attained this human form of life, I did not serve Radha and Krishna. Janiya Shuniya Bish Khainu. I have taken poison knowingly. It's bad to drink poison unknowingly, but it's worse to take it knowingly. And then he says, Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Prabhupada explained this. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is descending from the spiritual world. Golokera Prema Dhana. It's not ordinary song. But my misfortune is Ratina Janmilo Kena Thai. I don't no attraction. We can pray to Narottam Das Thakur that we can get some attraction. Because Narottam Das Thakur has supreme attraction. But he's speaking like a sadhaka, like a conditioned living being like myself, has no attraction. Sansara Bisha Nale Diba Nishi Hiya Jwale. Prabhupada explained, Diba Nishi means day and night my heart is burning because of material desires, poisonous effect of material existence. Juda Ite Nakoi no Upaya. I do not seek any remedy. This material desires are such that if you try to fulfill them, you are frustrated. The only upaya is to take shelter of the holy name. Param drishtva nivartate. When one chants Hare Krishna sincerely, one develops taste for the holy name, then one can give up the lower desires. Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Sutta Hoilo Sei. The son of king of Braja. The king of Braja is Nanda Baba. And Brajendra Nandan means Nandanandan Krishna. Nandanandan Krishna has appeared as Shachi Nandan. And Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Lord Balaram has become Nityananda. So these two brothers have come. Dina Hina Jata Chilo Harinama Uddharilo. They are delivering the most fallen. And Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. Prabhupada writes in one purport, in Kali Yuga, everyone is more or less Jagai Madhai. So the holy name is the supreme medicine. And the proof that it works is that Jagai Madhai were delivered. And then he says, finally, Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta. He shows us how to cry for Krishna. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would say, unless you cry for Krishna, you cannot get Krishna. Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta. O Nanda Nandan Krishna. Vrishabhanu Sutta Yuta. That is the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Karuna Karo Eibara. Have mercy on me just this one time. Narottama Das Kohe Natheli Ho Rangaphel. Narottam Das Thakur is saying, that please, O my Lord, do not kick me away. Toma bina ke ache amar. Outside you there is no other shelter. Outside the loving mercy of Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, we have no other shelter. Another song which Prabhupada specially translated, gave purport was, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira. Hari hari bolite nayana babeni. Prabhupada writes in this song translation, he says, this is a song sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Parampara. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali. Although it is simple, but the meaning is very deep. In this song he says, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. When that time will come, when I chant the name of Gauranga, Gauranga, and as I chant the name of Gauranga, I will exhibit symptoms of ecstasy, pulaka sharir. Hari hari bolite nayane babe neer. And then when I chant the name Hari, 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 just by the name of Hari, nayane babe neer, that tears will start coming out. Nayanam galada shrudharaya badanam gadgadaraya. So Prabhupada writes here, we should simply aspire for the symptoms. But if by Krishna's grace we reach that stage, the symptoms will come automatically. But it cannot be attained without freedom from material desire. And then next line, Narottam Das Thakur says, Arkabe nitai chande karuna hoibe sansara basana mora kabe tuchhobe. And Prabhupada translates, when will that day come when Lord Nityananda's mercy will be bestowed upon me? Arkabe nitai chande. Because by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, what will happen? Sansara basana more kavatuchabe. How can we know that we have received the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Is our material desires are vanquished. And tuchya, Prabhupada says, tuchya means something which is of no value. Spiritual advancement is possible when we are convinced that this material happiness has no value. This conviction is necessary. When shall I become free? Sansara vasana mora kabe tuchya habe. And the next line is even more important. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe mana kabe ham heri bo shri Vrindavan. Prabhupada translates that when I'll become freed from material desires, then I'll be able to see Vrindavan. Prabhupada writes there, one cannot go to Vrindavan by force and live there and expect to achieve transcendental bliss. One has to make the mind free from material desires to understand Vrindavan. So Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe mana. When we become free from all material desires, then we understand Vrindavan. The next line, Rupa Raghu Nata Pade Hoi Be Akuti Kabe Hama Bhuji Bese Yugala Priti. Prabhupada translates that when you go to Vrindavan, means to understand the pastimes of Radha Krishna. How do we understand? By reading the books of the Acharyas, especially Srila Rupa Goswami, like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Sanatana Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatt, Sri Jeev and Gopala Bhatt. When will I become attached to them? Then I will be able to understand Radha and Krishna. So one has to follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis. Otherwise we will think that Krishna and Radharani are ordinary boy and girl. And then we will become Prakriti Sahajiya. In the last line, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Ash Prarthana Karoya Sada Narottama Das. He is saying that Rupa Raghunath, the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, they are my only shelter. Prarthana Koraya Sada Narottama Das. I pray, Narottam Das Thakur, I pray for their mercy. Narottam Das Thakur is giving us the direction how we can reach the perfectional stage by associating with Radha and Krishna. And then Prabhupada writes a very important secret here. Prabhupada says the first thing is that one should be very much attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not possible to be attached to Radha Krishna directly. But by being attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then gradually we can attain love for Radha and Krishna. By surrendering to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, we will become freed from material desires and then we will be able to enter into Vrindavan. And then after entering Vrindavan, we serve the six Goswamis. Then we understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, these are some of the very beautiful prayers. This is just a sample. During the day we can sing and meditate on these bhajans, can go to darshan of Brijamohan Prabhu, our his great Dinabandhu Prabhu will be giving us some katha there. There will be prasadam also. And also you can go to the samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. Actually the divine personalities, they are present in their samadhi. As I explained, Narottam Das Thakur, when he left, there was nothing. It's like his body just became what. But still the Pushpa Samadhi is there here in Gokulananda temple. So we can offer sincere prayers. Prabhupada chose to have his bhajan kuti in Radha Damodar because of the samadhi of Rupa Goswami. So wherever the samadhis of the great personalities are there, especially on the appearance day and disappearance day, special occasion for praying, we can pray to Narottam Das Thakur that we can get taste. We can become free from Vishaya. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe man. then we can understand Vrindavan by serving Prabhupada and their representatives by sincerely chanting the holy names. Let us spend few seconds praying for the mercy of this great, venerable, worshipable Acharya, Shri Narottam Das Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.